Today I'm going to give you a word. No, I'm going to give you three words that can make you sound super smart in a meeting. And I want you to think about these words a lot because they're really important to safety as we know it and certainly to moving towards the new view. Here are the three words. Ready? Fundamental attribution error. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Podcast. I'm your loving host, Todd Conklin. Could you tell in that pause there? I had to count how many words there were. Yeah, that's how prepared I was to do that intro. Today's a big day because, you know, we talk a lot about blame and punishment. In fact, we talk a lot about the major safety device we use, which is name, blame, shame, and retrain. Well, today I want to give you a little bit of foundation for that, a little fundamental information around that. When we blame a worker, what we're doing is we're falling for this trap, and the trap is a fundamental attribution error. We're sort of moving attribution for the failure around so that it meets our convenient needs at the time. And the best way I know how to describe this is to give you a little story. You have an employee walking from the car to his office through your parking lot. And as he walks through the parking lot, he steps on a rock and he twists his ankle, and it's a reportable. It's a pretty serious ankle sprain. My guess is you're going to look at that and say, that worker should have been more careful. Eyes on path. We need to be more alert. You should be situationally aware. Don't step on rocks that are going to twist your ankle. That's part one of the story. Here's part two. You pull your car into the parking lot, and you're walking from your car to your office. And you step out of your car, and you've got a lot on your mind. It's going to be a big day. Got to meet with the boss. Everything's going crazy. You're way behind. And you light out across that parking lot, and you step on a rock, and you twist your ankle. And you say, holy crap, why do we have big rocks in our parking lot? We need to clean these rocks out because if there were no rocks, I would not have stepped on it, and therefore I would not have hurt my ankle. That, my friends, is the fundamental attribution error in folkloric tale just for you. But in a way, what we fight and battle and struggle and teach and learn and push and pull with all our leaders, all our supervisors, and all our workers is that very thing. How we attribute cause, and we do, we attribute cause, colors how we see cause. And if we see cause as the worker should have been more attentive, then we're going to shift the attribution for the cause to worker judgment. If we see cause as the parking lot should be free from giant rocks that will trip us or cause us to sprain our ankle, then we're now going to shift the attribution for that towards, believe it or not, you guys, get ready, towards the system itself. That's a pretty big shift in the way we look at and understand cause. And this notion of fundamental attribution error, that's one I want you to think about. This is just a safety moment. We could go into this for hours and weeks and months. But you know, if you're interested, there's tons and tons and tons of literature on this very idea. It's a big part of what we want to talk about, and it's a huge part of what we're tackling. And I think that makes all the difference in the world. Well, that's it. That's your safety moment for today. It's short and sweet, but it's one that I want you to think about. Fundamental attribution error or blaming the worker. There's not a lot of difference there, guys. It's the way we shift cause in our thinking. And that bias, the fundamental attribution error, is a bias. That's exactly what it is. That changes how we see, understand, talk about, eventually learn, and then correct what happened in our facilities. Play this one for everyone you know. That's a good thing to do. As always, learn something new every single day. I hope you did today. Have as much fun as you can possibly squeeze into work. And for goodness sakes, be safe. Talk about four words that make all the difference in the world. Fundamental attribution error. Crap, that's only three words.